This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. The Revelation of John. We've been having a good time in here, and there's a lot more this go-round than there were the last study, because I think it just gets more advanced and more... It clarifies itself, and I think that time continues to reveal. So let's just get right into our study. We are at the 15th chapter, I believe. And here, Heaven's Temple is specifically referred to as the heavenly tent of testimony, like the one Moses built for the children of Israel in the desert. Now the tent opens to allow the seven angels to come out from God's presence. So there is a physical temple in heaven, evidently. And, we read some scripture that says no, and some scripture that says yes. So in this particular case, we're looking at a temple in heaven. And the seven angels come out of God's presence, then clean white linen, their clean white linen robes and gold sash around their chest. They reflect the apparel of Christ in chapter 1 of the priests in the Old Testament. On earth, God is served by human priests, and in heaven, angelic ones. Now, 15 verse 7. One of the cherubim, the four living creatures, the highest order of the angelic host, hands out the bowls in Ezekiel 10, verse 7. It is a cherub that takes fire from the altar of God in heaven and gives it to the one dressed in linen who took it out. Now, 15 and verse 8. Let's look again. Filled with smoke. Now, when Moses finished setting up the original sacred tent, it was filled with the glory of God, and Moses was not able to enter the tent for the cloud of glory. Similarly, when the first permanent temple was dedicated by Solomon, it was filled with a cloud, such that the priests could not enter in. Also, the heavenly temple was filled with smoke. In Isaiah's vision, chapter 6 and verse 4, the smoke or a cloud usually is a sign of the presence of God in power and glory. Now, the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth. Festering and ugly sores broke out on those who had the mark of the beast, actually, or worshipped his image. Now, the discriminating factor here, the having the mark of the beast, is there a physical mark? Well, the hand, the forehead. We're told this is the physical mark, and it could be that it's tattooed on there. But then again, here it is, or worshipped. Now, in this case, the worshipping is the agreement. Could be the agreement in the forehead, could be the agreement in the hand, it could be the agreement, more just simply agreement than markings. So, we can't rule out having agreement is being marked. Worshipping is being marked. When they're more worshiping, they were marked. They were marked for death. They were marked, and as a result of their worship, the worshiped its image. Now, its image is just simply itself, not necessarily a physical, but an image. It's an image that people worship images all the time. The Antichrist system is going to be an image of evil, an image of evil, and possibly an image of many, many millions of people. So not necessarily just a one person, as we had mentioned before. The second angel poured out his bowls on the sea, and the sea turned to blood, like that of from a corpse. Every creature living in the sea died. Now, this is a horrifying thing. The angel pouring out his bowl on the sea and the sea turning into blood. Now, this is something that's going to happen, folks, and we don't know what sea, what ocean. The Sea of Galilee? I don't know. It could be a sea, a particular sea. It's not designated, not particularly spoken of here in detail, which sea. It may not be the entire water on the earth. That would be a new one, wouldn't it? I mean, that's quite hard to understand. So if that be the case, that's going to be very, very difficult to receive such a thing. Now, the second angel poured out his, we read that. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs of water. Also not identified in a particular geographic location. We're not sure that this is going to be something that's going to be located in a geographic location or anywhere, really. So we don't know for sure. So evidently, we may have to arrive at the conclusion that it may not be through the entire earth. You never know, but it doesn't necessarily say that. So let's not put words in it that are not appearing. Now, turn to blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters. Now, this tells me something here. There is an angel in charge of the waters. Angel in charge of the waters. Now, this tells me that angels have more to do. We give them credit. They're going to be preaching. So if they're going to be preaching and they're going to be in charge of the waters, there may be an angel in charge of you. Did you ever think of that? Angels are going to be in charge of many things. And one thing is going to be the waters. If we want to give that some thought, because there's a lot of things that we don't realize that angels are doing, and they're ministering. Ministering spirits sent to minister for them who are heirs of salvation. There's also going to be some destructive angels, destroyers. Now, some of these destroying angels are not going to be godly angels, it appears. They're going to be demons that God is going to assign. And like the unclean spirits like frogs coming up out of the earth, and the angels that were bound in the four corners of the earth. These angels were not necessarily angels of God, but God is going to allow them to shed blood or to destroy. So keep that in mind as well. Now, these seven bowls of God's anger in this 15th chapter, we're going to read a little bit more before we quit. And you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve. It is what they deserve. You know, we all deserve it. Did you know that? We all deserve it. And I'm wondering about this. If we're covered by the blood, we don't deserve it. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And it is something that takes the sin completely away. And we do not deserve it. Why? Not because we've been good, but because Jesus Christ did it in our place. He died in our place. He took our punishment. He took everything that we should have received on the cross. And this is something we have to realize, folks. Deserving is something that a person can be guilty just simply by not receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, because they inherit that sin nature from Adam. Therefore, maybe they didn't deserve it, but if they don't receive Christ, they're in trouble. They deserve it. Why? Because they rejected Christ. Now, that's going to be really hard to believe. It's going to be hard to take for some of us. Because we live in such a world of bleeding hearts nowadays. Everybody's got an opinion, and everybody knows it all, and everybody knows what God's thinking and what the devil's thinking and everything else. But we've got to realize, if you reject Christ, you deserve it. You have to receive Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and God. He is the one that cleanses us from all sin. You realize this, don't you? You realize it. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, give us not what we deserve, God, but give us the blood. The blood that's taken all sin away from us. That cleanses from every sin. I thank you for doing this right now to everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, folks, that's our time for today. Let's go ahead and quit there. And I just uploaded like 30 new programs, 30 new teachings on the book of the Revelation. And I urge you to go to our website, krciradio.com, on the fifth page, I think, sermon downloads, fifth page. Go there, and brand new teachings on this. If you missed one of these, you can go back over it and review it. And it just might come to pass. A lot of what we're talking about just may be in the near future. The more we talk about it, the further, closer we get to the time of its happening. And we just may be fulfilling prophecy as we speak. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. I'd love to hear from you. And call us at 928-368-6766. Let us know you're listening, please. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have a testimony, please send it to us in MP3 format. Just, I'd love to get some of your testimonies and air them on the radio station here. Just let us know, please. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study to show yourself approved to God.